Welcome to Lent Reflections with Grandview Church. Lent is the season in the church year that precedes Easter, and like the season of Advent, it is a time of preparation. Believers spend the 40 days of Lent in prayer and contemplation on sin, mortality, and the events leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus. The 40 days of Lent represent the 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness before he began his ministry. In that time, Jesus allowed the wilderness to test and prepare him so that through him, God's blessing could be shared to all the world. In Lent, we are invited to similarly enter the wilderness, to be tested, purified, and prepared so that we might become the people of God. Today's podcast is for the first full week of Lent. Each week will contain elements of confession and prayer, as well as a reflection on Scripture. This week, we will hear a reflection on Psalm 25, verses 1 to 10, by Emma Gray, a Grandview Scattered Seed in Sydney, Australia. Now, take a moment to pause, breathe, and prepare your heart before we begin.
Let us now call to mind our sin and the infinite mercy of God. If you choose, you may pause at any point during the prayer and call to mind specific ways in which you have fallen short and cry out for God's mercy. Our confession this week comes from the Book of Sirene. Let us pray. I come before your sight, O Lord, as one accused with my conscience as witness. I pray, not daring to ask what I am not worthy to receive. But Lord, you know everything that drives us to confess to you, what we are ashamed of, and the sins we were not afraid to commit. With these words, we yield to you our hearts and minds, and commend to you what we say, but not what we have done. Spare us, O Lord, and forgive us the sins we confess. Have mercy on those who call to you. And because my senses are weak in comprehending your mysteries, grant, Lord, the things we do not ask because of the hardness of our hearts, and grant us pardon through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Have mercy, Christ, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, 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 mercy. Thank you.
Psalm 25, verses 1 to 10. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame. They shall be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day long. Remember your mercy, O Lord, and your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Remember not the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his testimonies.
My name is Emma and I am joining you from Sydney, Australia. I was worshipping with Grandview in Vancouver until mid-2019, and I am glad to be joining you as a scattered seed in this Lent podcast. Just west of Sydney, there is part of a mountain range called the Blue Mountains, and I was recently in a part of the Blue Mountains called Echo Point, where I could look out over a deep valley that looks like a canyon of sorts. And as I looked across the valley, I could see the strata of the mountain opposite me, indicating time laid upon time laid upon time. And I wondered at how ancient this place is. Have you ever been in a place like that, where you're just captured by the ancientness of creation? Some of our Aboriginal Christian elders have been reminding us that Aboriginal culture has had a continuous presence here in Australia for over 60,000 years. As I stood at Echo Point, I tried to imagine 60,000 years of life and culture in these mountains and these valleys. And I was just humbled by time and to be standing in the presence of something so visibly ancient. Something ancient is spoken of in our reading for today, and I wonder if you caught it. I think pondering this ancientness can give us a blessing to take through our Lenten pilgrimage. The psalmist is on their own pilgrimage of sorts as they seek to know God's ways. In verse 4 they say, "Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God my Saviour, and my hope is in you all day long." And on this pilgrimage of seeking God, the psalmist looks to something ancient. "Remember your great mercy and love, for they are from of old." There is an ancientness to God's love and mercy. C.S. Lewis captures something of this when he has Aslan describe his love and power as being an ancient magic from before the dawn of time. God's love and mercy run deeper and older than the rivers that forged the gorges of the ancient Blue Mountains. They are from before the dawn of time and are of God's very self. God has journeyed with many pilgrims before us and is well practiced in the art of meeting and holding and laboring with people in love and mercy. This is a gift to us because we need God's love and mercy. The psalmist cries out to God in verse 7, "Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways." While God's love and mercy are steadfast from of old, we have been sinful in our youth. The psalmist's cry of repentance here is also ours during Lent. It is a call to God to remove from us what is not of God's ways, something God is faithful to do in us. As God stirs your heart to repentance this Lent, know that you call on a love more ancient and powerful and practiced than sin, to give you forgiveness, healing, and reconciliation. The psalmist then moves to a deeper plea. Verse 7 continues, "According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good." Here the psalmist knows something of how their mortality meets God's love from of old. During Lent, ashes are for repentance, but dust indicates something of time. We are not like the mountains, with dust compacted upon dust, millennia after millennia. God has created us differently, mortally, and in Lent we ask God to teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. I wonder what wisdom God has to teach you this Lent, as you remember that you are from dust, and to dust you shall return. To remember our mortality is also to place ourselves within God's love, a love that is not just from of old, but is also for eternity. Though we are sown perishable, dusty, mortal, in Christ, according to that ancient love, we are raised imperishable. God remembers us. So, friends, as you go on your Lenten pilgrimage, may you draw near to the one who is well practiced to meet you, hold you, remember you, and labour alongside you with the most ancient of love and mercy.
Brightest day. Oh.
And now, let us pray the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Go now into the rest of this week with this blessing. May God, our good parent, who does not despise the broken spirit, give you a contrite heart. May Christ the Redeemer, who bore our sins in his body on the tree, heal you by his wounds. May the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, who leads us into all truth, speak to you words of pardon and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in the joy and peace of Christ.